A complicated drug war is playing out in Mexico right now. On one front, it's the Mexican authorities fighting against the drug cartels. On the other front, power players within the cartels themselves are making a play to control the flow of guns, drugs, and about billions and billions of dollars over the U.S. border. Since Mexican President Felipe Calderon took office about a year and a half ago, more than 4,000 people have died in drug-related violence. That includes more than 450 police officers. One of the most violent battlegrounds is in the northern Mexican city of Juarez. It's just across the Rio Grande from El Paso, Texas. Ramon Bracamontes has been covering the drug war from both sides of the border as a special projects reporter for the El Paso Times. He joins me now on the latest. Ramon, I want to start with the news headlines. What is the latest news out of Juarez in particular?
Well, this morning they found 5 decapitated heads. And then there's another note. These drug cartels, because of the era we're in, are using the internet a lot. And on YouTube today, they put a message that is they're starting to ask some of the local businessmen for some protection money, for a war tax, if you will. And they've done this in other parts of Mexico, but they're now starting to do it here in Juarez. And they need that war tax money to continue their trade.
Let's take a step back and explain to us, Ramon, why is the violence flaring up, particularly in Juarez?
Well, for years, drug trafficking has come out of Mexico, and there's 3 corridors that get the drugs to the United States. One uses California and Tijuana area. One uses Juarez, which is here, right here in the middle of Mexico, Juarez, El Paso, Texas. And then the other one uses the Gulf Coast. Well, when President Calderon said that I am going to stop this drug trafficking, he weakened one of the drug cartels, the Carrillo Fuentes cartel in Juarez. And in that, another gentleman who used to be in the drug trade was in prison, came out of prison. His time was up. He walked out of prison. And seeing that one of the drug cartels had been weakened, he decided to come in and take over this drug trafficking in the Juarez, El Paso area.
So it's 3 entities, really. It's these 2 major cartel leaders and the government, right? I mean, Calderon has implemented this crackdown. Is that making any difference?
It is making difference. We don't see it as much here in El Paso, Juarez, or in Juarez, because he is trying to stop shipments from drugs from the central and south Mexico and from the southern Mexico border. He's trying to stop the shipments from coming here. So there have been raids in a little bit south of us in Chihuahua City. There have been raids in other towns where the army has confiscated drugs, they've confiscated weapons, and in other cities there's been shootouts between the army and the drug cartels. But in Juarez, all the military is doing right now is trying to stop the shipments from coming in and confiscating stash houses, if you will.
How are the police playing? They're another entity in this. The local police department, they've been threatened. The cartels are really putting the pressure on local police, I understand.
Oh, there is a lot of pressure, and the policemen will acknowledge it, but then they will all say that they are not targets. But there's 2 things going on here. The mayor of Juarez will say that the cartels are targeting police and police commanders to weaken the police department, to hurt their self-confidence and to try to break down the police department. But experts over here, a university expert in El Paso and the head of security at the U.S. Council here in Juarez, Mexico, will tell you that the police officers that have been targeted and killed, it's because they were in the drug trafficking trade. They were helping one of the cartels, and the other cartel targeted them. So depends on who you ask. The police's role here is different.
What is daily life like in Juarez?
For those that go to school there and work there and have their businesses there, during the day there is no change. Kids are going to school. Street vendors are at every corner. There's a traffic jam at every corner. Stores are full during the day. That hasn't changed. What has changed is in the evening and the restaurants. People from El Paso are not going over. People from Juarez are not going out at night to eat and to go to the nightclubs and to hang out at the movie theaters. It is a different situation at night, especially in the nightclub strip, where there are very few El Pasoans over there, very few U.S. citizens going up and down that strip, to where it used to be bar after bar after bar, thousands of people and thousands of people and thousands of people. Now they're vacant.
Ramon, I'd like to ask a favor. If you wouldn't mind sticking with us through our short break, and I just have a couple more questions for you, if you could stay with us.
Sure.
We're speaking with Ramon Bracamontes. He is a reporter with the El Paso Times, and he's been covering the drug war, the escalating drug war and ensuing violence in Mexico. We'll finish our conversation with Ramon after the break. You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Stay with us.